I got an easy question for you. Who do you think the best offensive lineman in the entire National Football League is? I mean, the best lineman in football by far.
Oh, man.
I think you know this one.
I don't know. Who plays behind Logan Mankins? That guy should be starting. Who is that? Now, Logan's a heck of a player, man. It's fun to be out there with him because he's your typical, you know, get after it, you know.
Yeah,
cut
drive.
Somebody, yeah. You know, push somebody around, kind of get a little dirty. He's willing to do that.
I even saw you laughing on the field at one point Monday night. They had a shot of you at one point walking back towards the huddle, and you were laughing. I mean, you usually look pretty businesslike out there.
Yeah, well, I think I know the player you're talking about. Matt's guy got by him. He thought he had a clean shot, and next thing he knew, he wasn't getting up very fast. So those are always pretty fun. Those will put a smile on your face.
I was going to say, I thought you were smiling at 6.8 yards per carry from the running backs, which you don't see too often, not in professional football, maybe in college and high school, but 6.8 in the pros is almost unheard of, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a pretty good day for us and the backs, and a lot of that goes to the running backs. We blocked the guys that we could block, and a lot of times the safety was there in the hole one-on-one with the back, and Sammy made a miss almost every time. So a lot of credit goes to those guys.
And one of the things that Matt talked about yesterday here, and he talked about the six sacks, and he said, really, some of those are my fault. I got to give the offensive line a little more of a break here. We're sitting there on our couch watching and doing that little internal clock thing, and I'm going, okay, get rid of the ball now. I think it's a pretty good acknowledgement on his part, and I'm sure he's seen the film. Hey, you know, 1 second sooner I get rid of that ball, we don't take the sack, even if it's an incompletion.
Yeah, he's being nice. He's taking some of the blame, but we got to take most of it too because we need to give him as much time as he needs, and we haven't been doing that. And this week we have another big challenge. They are rushing the passer great. They killed Dallas last week. They made them look bad, and this is going to be a big week for us to give Matt time, and hopefully we're up to the challenge.
I keep hearing from guys about this legendary practice that you had. I mean, you said it earlier. Guys were saying it after the game. It was just a great practice, lots of energy from both of you. What made the week so great? I mean, what was it? What stood out to you?
I think, you know, after the previous week of getting, you know, beat up pretty good, and then, you know, I think it was just, I don't know how exactly it happened, but it's, you know, just kind of the trash talking and, you know, going back and forth. And you know, it kind of makes practice a little more fun when you do that, and you're kind of going back and forth with people and this and that, and making fun of this person or that person, and it makes more fun, a little more energy, a lot more speed out there, and people are out there, you know, making plays when you play like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of credit goes to our scout teams too. Last week, the scout team offense was making plays against the defense, making them practice harder. And I know Pepper Johnson and the scout team defense, they try to get us all the time and irritate us. And last week they were really going after us and making us work really hard. So
the way this season's going, if you're a running back on the scout team, be ready. Because,
yeah,
man, oh, man, you got a chance to play on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going through quite a few running backs right now. So we need the guys that are up this week to step up and have a good week.
You know, we hear so much, and when I think of the Rams, I think of Steven Jackson, I think of Torrey Holt, I think of a lot of guys on offense. Who do you think the big playmaker is on defense? Who's the game changer on the other side of the ball?
For us up front, it's got to be Leonard Little. He's been such a good pass rusher for a long time. Him and Leroy Glover, they both have over 80 sacks each, so they know how to rush the quarterback, and they got a couple guys they drafted high the last couple years, top was the number two pick this year, and last year their three technique was the top 15 pick or something. So they got a lot of talent up front, and their linebackers are fast, run, and hit. So they got a good front seven.
It's amazing. It seems like Leroy Glover has been in football for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, just
remember him in the Saints uniform.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
And he's still a player.
Cowboys,
he's
too,
is explosive as anybody up front.
Wes, when you're looking at film, what's the first thing that you want to see? When you're looking at the Rams defense and you sit down on Tuesday or Wednesday and you start looking at film, what's the first thing you want to look at?
Well, the first off is, you know, the kind of coverages they're playing and seeing, you know, where can we attack, and then from there really kind of looking at the individual, and especially the one you're going to be facing, and is he physical, is he fast, is he quick, and just kind of, you know, getting his strengths and weaknesses, does he you know, let you inside when they play, you know, cover two man? Does he, what leverage does he play against cover one? Different things like that, and you know, you just kind of go from there and pick up on those things.
Can you guys see something noticeable? I'm talking about on film. When you look at the Rams, can you see the difference between Jim Haslett's two games having this team and Scott Linehan before? I mean, does it really jump out and look like a completely different team from what you've seen?
I think they're just making more plays now. They're causing more turnovers. I know on defense they play hard. They all run to the ball. They're all hustling all the time. They all play physical. And I don't know if it's changed so much. I think they're just making more plays now, getting more stuff done on defense. I don't know about offensively.
Wes had to go. He just left. He just walked away.
He was afraid that if you got to the breakfast line before him.
Yeah, it is. Almost, we're getting close to lunch, so he's probably trying to beat the lineman in there.
Food down here is not too bad either.
No,
right?
Mr. Kraft does a great job of feeding us. He probably runs the best meal program for players in the league, probably. I haven't been anywhere else, but I know if it's any better than this, then you're doing a job.
I want to go back to the sack situation and what we've been watching here. When it does happen, when Wes is, when Matt's picking himself up off the ground, are you saying anything to him? Is he saying anything to you? Is there any talking going on at that point?
No, he doesn't say anything. He just gets up and gets ready for the next play. And as far as us, if it's something we did, or we might be talking to the other linemen about what we did wrong, if it was a miscommunication, or if you just got beat physically by the guy, you're talking to yourself in your head what you should have done instead. And sacks, it's a bad thing when we give up a sack. It's a negative play. It gets their defense pumped up, and we just try to avoid sacks, but we're not doing a very good job of that.
Well, right, the Ebenezer Ecubon one, I mean, I don't know what Matt could have done to avoid that one. That was so fast.
Yeah, was that the one right before half? Or
yeah, or where he was practically in the backfield before Matt took.
Yeah, I think that was
started to take
thing.
His drop.
Yeah, I think that one was mental, so. Yeah, when you have a mental error, usually the guy's going to be in the backfield and the quarterback has no chance at all.
Yeah.
I know you like to run block, but do you also like screens? I mean, I saw the second Randy Moss touchdown. You really got down the field pretty well and leveled a couple of guys. Is that right up there with one of your favorite plays?
Oh, yeah. We like screens. We get to get out and get a run and start. And usually on a screen, you get to block a DB, so that's always fun. As long as, especially when they try to take you on, that's the best part. If they don't jump out of the way, it's a lot of fun to take on DBs.
Do you have a pretty good idea right off the bat whether they're going to try to take you on or not?
Yeah, most of the time. They'll start coming towards you, and once they start coming towards you and you get them squared up, you know you got them.
Yeah.
But once they start jumping around, if they're just standing there jumping around, you know, you're like, oh, I better just throw and try to cut the guy because he's going to make me look stupid if you don't.
See the look in his eyes when he's talking about taking on DBs. It's like really exciting.
It was that same big smile I saw on the field the other
day. Pumped up, my feet were starting to want to move.
Thinking about DBs trying to come up and take me on. We were talking about running backs, and unfortunately, there's been a bunch of them who've had to run here. I don't think any of us knew much about Ben Jarvis Green Ellis until we saw him play extensively here on Monday night. What's this guy been bringing to the table in practices?
He's been on the look team all this whole season so far, and he's worked really hard. He's been giving the defense a good look, and he's just been working hard in case he got an opportunity, and he did get an opportunity this weekend, and he ran good. He made people miss. He ran through people. He did everything he was asked of, and if we need him again this weekend, I'm sure he'll do the same thing.
You ever think about sending Tom Brady a text, giving him a hard time about making news, even though he's not around? The guy's injured, and he's still front page news.
Yeah, well, Tom, he's an important guy to the NFL. He's the league MVP last year. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's done a lot for this league. And as a team right now, we're not worried about Tom, though. With all due respect to Tom, we don't have time to worry about him. If we're thinking about Tom, the Rams are going to come in here and kick our butt like they did the Rams last week, and we can't let that happen, so we're focused on them right now.
When you saw the Cowboys film, were you surprised at how easy it was?
Well, I think everyone is, they think the Cowboys are a lot better than they are, except for, I think, people that play against them. And I was surprised at how bad they beat them. They beat them pretty bad. The Rams did pretty much whatever they wanted to, and the Cowboys I don't know if they were as focused as they needed to be because they made a lot of mistakes and the Rams took full advantage of everything. And the Rams, they're a good team right now. They're playing really, really good.
Who's Steven Jackson on his scout team? Who played that role this week?
I'm not sure. I don't pay too much attention to the
who was Leonard Leno on the scout team and Leroy Glover?
That would Pierre was Leonard because Pierre's got a lot of speed and can do a lot of good moves like Leonard does. And Glover, he's been Titus has been Glover, so they've been giving us good looks this week.
And that stuff really helps you guys, doesn't it? I mean, when you got a scout team.
Oh, yeah, because they pay attention to the stuff Bill shows that the offensive team is doing, and they try to give us the best look that they can.
All right, now, we asked Wes earlier. We'll have to ask you, since it was right outside our door. Walkthrough go okay for you? I mean, you graded yourself out all right on the walkthrough part of your day?
Yeah, no mental errors today.
no mental errors.
At one-tenth speed, everything went okay? Yeah. And,
Dante wasn't yelling at me, so that's always a good thing.
It's great to see you. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay,
Logan. That is Logan Mankins joining us. Wes Welker was here as well. We're broadcasting live at Gillette Sports Radio, WEEI.